Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Monday, December 16th. You'll be interested to know, 251 years ago, today in 1773, in an event known as the Boston Tea Party, American colonists disguised as Mohawk Indians threw 342 chests of tea belonging to the British East India Company into Boston Harbor to protest against a tax on tea. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect waist-to-stomach-high swell on Monday morning, becoming thigh-to-waist-high in the afternoon with glassy conditions and light offshore winds. On Tuesday, expect knee-high swell with occasional thigh-high sets, remaining glassy in the morning and shifting to semi-bumpy in the afternoon. Wednesday will feature knee-to-waist-high swell with glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds, turning semi-bumpy in the afternoon. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego, it's looking clean at 3 to 5 feet until 11. After that, it might get a little choppy, but should clear up for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 5.5 foot incoming high tide, when the east swell is 2.5 feet at 12 seconds and the offshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide Monday will be 6.5 foot at 8:45 a.m., with a -1.5 foot low tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 58 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's partly sunny and feels like 42 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:44. And it will rise again tomorrow at 6:45. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny weather today, with a high near 67 and a gentle northwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 47 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 66 and light west winds. Wednesday and Thursday will be sunny, with highs around 74 and 73, respectively. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows in the low 50s. Friday stays mostly sunny, with a high near 71, and partly cloudy nights, cooling down to around 50. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the California Transportation Commission has allocated $830 million to enhance highway safety, bridges, and pedestrian access following its December meeting. This funding includes $249 million from the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act of 2021 and $306 million from Senate Bill 1, the Road Repair and Accountability Act of 2017. Director Tony Tavares stated, "These investments will help provide the next generation of transportation projects in California. Local projects include improvements in San Diego and Imperial counties, and an emphasis on zero-emission transit initiatives, benefiting the state's infrastructure and economy." Now on to sports. Last night, on Sunday Night Football, the Green Bay Packers, now 10-4, snapped Seattle's four-game winning streak with a decisive 30-13 victory at Lumen Field. Jordan Love threw 2 touchdown passes to Romeo Doubs, while Josh Jacobs added 94 rushing yards and a score. Geno Smith's knee injury forced him out, replaced by Sam Howell. The Seahawks, now 8-6, face a first-place tie in the NFC West. Tonight, on Monday Night Football, we have a doubleheader. The Atlanta Falcons at 6-7 visit the Las Vegas Raiders, who are 2-11. The Falcons, favored by 4, aim to exploit the Raiders' struggling defense. The over-under is set at 48. In Minneapolis, the 11-2 Minnesota Vikings host the struggling Chicago Bears, who are 3-10. Sam Darnold is in red-hot form with 11 touchdowns and no interceptions in the last 4 games. The Bears' defense, under new leadership, faces a daunting task against Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. The Vikings are favored, with the over-under set at 53. In local sports, on Sunday, the Bolts fell to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, losing 40-17 at home. Despite Justin Herbert's 2 touchdowns, Los Angeles struggled against Baker Mayfield's 4-touchdown performance. The Chargers now stand at 8-6, holding on to a playoff spot but have lost 3 of their last 4 games. Last night, the Lakers edged past the Grizzlies 116-110 at Crypto.com Arena. LeBron James thrilled fans with a spectacular dunk, contributing to the Lakers' victory. Anthony Davis led with 42 points and 9 rebounds. Desmond Bane added 25 for Memphis. The Lakers' record improves to 14-12, while the Grizzlies slip to 18-9. Tomorrow night, the Lakers face off against the Sacramento Kings on the road. And the Kings at 18-9-3 battle the Penguins in Pittsburgh. In top news, in recent months, frustration among medical providers regarding health insurers has intensified. Following the tragic killing of UnitedHealthcare's chief executive, Brian Thompson, many doctors have shared their anger over the industry's practices. They find themselves burdened by the costs and delays involved in securing payment for patient care, often requiring extensive paperwork for essential procedures. One doctor remarked, "It's getting worse," highlighting a widespread sentiment. Meanwhile, a recent policy change by Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield has sparked controversy. Overall, physicians feel overwhelmed, caught between insurers and management, diminishing their ability to advocate for patients. In business news, the stock market is up 27%, ahead of the final Federal Reserve meeting of the year. But some experts suggest a correction may be overdue. Tally Lager, chief market strategist at the Wealth Consulting Group, hopes for a meaningful pullback in equities, especially as the Dow Jones Industrial Average locked its longest losing streak since February 2020. With the Fed expected to cut interest rates, concerns linger about potential market fragility. The Dow fell 1.8% last week, while the S&P 500 gained 27% for the year, alongside a 32.7% rise in the NASDAQ. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $104,000. Ethereum is just under $4,000. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 75 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The first carbon-14 diamond battery has been developed, promising to last for 5,700 years. While diamonds are not quite forever, this innovation could revolutionize energy storage. Meanwhile, scientists at Shinshu University in Matsumoto, Japan, are exploring a new proof-of-concept reactor that aims to produce green hydrogen using photocatalysts and sunlight. This climate-neutral energy source is vital for reducing fossil fuel dependence, but currently represents only 0.1% of hydrogen production. If successful, this breakthrough could pave the way for a sustainable hydrogen society in Japan. And in entertainment news, Luke Wilson is eager to reprise his role as Joe Bowers in a sequel to the cult classic Idiocracy. He starred alongside Dax Shepard, Maya Rudolph, and Terry Crews in the original 2006 film directed by Mike Judge. In a recent interview, Wilson shared that he is always pitching sequel ideas to Judge. He imagines a storyline where Terry's character becomes president and Dax runs a movie studio. Despite its rocky release, Idiocracy has become a beloved film, with Wilson recalling how surprised he was by its popularity, especially after it earned less than $1 million at the box office. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American essayist and philosopher, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, "What lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales in comparison to what lies inside of you." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.